guys. Well, welcome back to day four, and good morning or afternoon or whenever you're watching the video. We're already on day four. So my question to you is, how are you doing on your fast? It's been difficult, hasn't it? Sometimes it's really hard at the beginning of a fast because we're in a routine of eating certain foods and eating at a certain time. And depending on what fast you're doing right now, you may have had some experiences of hunger pain or maybe some agitation, low energy. And one thing I found is that if I drink lots of water and make sure that I'm really getting a full night's sleep, that truly does help my fast. Remember, we talked about that this is a spiritual discipline. This is a spiritual activity, and that you've got to all do everything you can in your flesh to prepare yourself for your fast. As I said, drinking water and sleeping and literally just not getting around people that agitate you. I know that sounds crazy, but our senses are a little more aware of our attitudes right now. And so sometimes we lash out, and these are just honest things I want to tell you. If you find yourself a little agitated, partly it is because you are not gratifying the desires of the flesh through food. And so just realize and anticipate those things might happen. And that's the time that you want to go for a prayer walk, or that's the time you want to put on some worship music or pray. So remember that this fast is real. I mean, this is something that you're struggling through. I will tell you, as the days go on, it will get easier because you're beginning to really put yourself more in a discipline of not eating, depending on what foods that you're not eating. If it's the Daniel fast, maybe you're desiring some meat or some carbs, and after a while, the fruits and the grains are going to get boring. But again, that's part of what that fast is about. So I just want to encourage you and coach you this morning to remember that this is a sacrifice, that this is an offering. It's like a prayer unto God, and we are asking Him to do new and supernatural things in our life. So remember, that is what part of your fast is. I hope you have enjoyed getting to know the names of God. They've been incredible names so far, and today is no different. On day four, we're going to start to look at Adonai, the name Adonai. Well, you guys, I love this story. If you want to follow with me onto page 83 in your book, you can turn to that. But the story of Adonai is a beautiful story. We see the story of Abraham, and it's an exciting story because he's struggling right now, like a lot of us struggle. He comes to God, and he cannot have children. He and his wife Sarah cannot have children. His name is Abram at this time. And he's very frustrated because they can't conceive. And he's realized that God has told him that he would use him in a mighty way, and yet he cannot conceive a child. And this is the first mention of the name Adonai. God takes him outside. He walks him in spirit outside. And he says, Abraham, look to the sky. Abram, look up. Count the stars. How many stars can you count? And the sky was filled with stars. And Abram replies, I cannot count the stars. There are so many, God. And God says, so shall your descendants be. I am out of your loins going to give you a son. You are going to have a son, and so shall the descendants of your name be, just like the stars of heaven. And this is where he calls him Adonai. The name Adonai means master and Lord. And he comes to a supernatural encounter with God. And I don't want you to miss it when you read the passage here, you guys, because this is where he has his first supernatural encounter with God. He falls to his face and he cries out to Adonai. He says, you are Lord. You are master. If you can do this in me, I submit myself to you that you are Lord of all, that you are master of all. And that's why it's so important is when I'm on my prayer walk and I cry out to Adonai, I realize that I'm submitting myself to God, the master and Lord of the universe. You know, in the next page, you're going to read a passage where Jesus says to the disciples, many will say unto me that in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not even cast out demons in your name? And Jesus says, I do not even know you. And that's a powerful passage because, listen, you can't just call Jesus Lord and not make him your Lord. There are a lot of people that have been to religious services or church services, and they came to what they would call a supernatural or religious experience, and maybe they prayed a salvation prayer, and they called Jesus Lord, but they never made him Lord of their life. Now, stay with me. This is important that you understand this. You know, my husband has a saying, walking into a garage doesn't make him a car any more than walking into a church makes you a Christian. If you have not submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, don't be surprised if on that day he does not recognize you. You can't call out to Adonai and not make him Lord of your life. Now, again, we said that part of my coaching is going to be a coach. I'm going to talk to you just like I would a client. I'm going to talk to you like someone. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be honest with you. You need to have a supernatural experience with the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Master of the Universe. Adonai is his name. Abram understood that. And he understood that only the God of the Universe, Adonai, could tell him, as the stars of heaven, so will your descendants be. I'm going to ask you today, as you cry out to Adonai, as you spend the day fasting today, that you make him the Lord of your life, that you submit to him, that you ask him for the promptings in your spirit. Now, remember, we talked about fasting is denying and suppressing the flesh. So when you get hungry and you have urges and you have tendencies, that's when you're going to call out to this Hebrew name, Adonai. You're going to say, you're the Lord of my life. You're the Lord of my flesh. I submit to you. When you're wanting to grab something to eat or you're wanting to do something that would gratify your flesh, you're going to stop and say, I make you Lord. Because listen, if you can learn to do it through this fast, you can learn to do it in your life when temptation is going to come your way. And make no mistake, temptations will come throughout your whole life. You're going to want to do certain things, and you're going to remember back, wait, I remember that time I fasted, and I went deep, and I had a spiritual experience with Adonai. I did it then. I can do it now. This is teaching you how to temper your flesh, and that's why that name Adonai is so, so important. So as you work through today, the name Adonai, you work through really your time alone with God today, would you take a moment right now and just go deep? Maybe it's a new prayer. Maybe it's going deeper. Maybe it's taking a few minutes in this passage and reading it and rereading it. Maybe it's walking outside tonight and looking at the stars and saying, Master, Adonai, I want to know you deeper as my Lord. I make you my Lord. You know, our fasting focus today, and I want you to look at it, and it's so important we know we're fasting together for these 21 days, is obedience brings blessing. Obedience brings blessing. And just as Abram was obedient to God, the Bible tells us he counted it unto him righteousness. God counted his obedience to him as righteousness. And right now, over these 24 hours, there's going to be opportunities for you to be obedient to the Spirit of God. And I've said to you before in my coaching, basically what all that means is when God prompts you and you feel it in your spirit, you sense something in your mind or something in your heart, and God's talking to you. He's telling you to say no to something or yes to something. He's prompting you in your spirit to read the Bible. He's prompting you in your spirit to turn off a TV show you shouldn't watch, to maybe not eat certain foods or drink certain foods. Those are promptings. Those are spiritual experiences that God wants you to go deeper so you could hear his voice, so you can be obedient. And that's the passage that we find today in our fasting focus. It's actually the story of Jonah with the Ninevites. And he's walking into the city. And if you know anything about the story, Jonah hated the Ninevites. He was prejudiced against them. He did not like them. And I want you to kind of in your own spirit right now, remember, when you read the Bible, make it applicable to you. Put yourself in the story and make it relevant. And ask yourself, just as Jonah didn't like the Ninevites, is there someone that I'm prejudiced against, a people group or a certain person? And what happened was God called Jonah and he said, I want you to go. And I want you to go to the Ninevites and I want you to tell them to repent, because I want to bring revival to their city. I want to bring revival to the people. And first of all, Jonah didn't like them. He was hoping they wouldn't repent because he wanted God to curse them. He wanted God's justice and God's righteousness and God's wrath to fall on these people. So he went kind of with a pious attitude because they were very pagan, a very pagan people. But the Bible does something very intriguing. It says, as Jonah makes his way into Nineveh, the people began to fast. And as they fasted, they felt the presence of God and they repented. Remember we talked yesterday about repentance and how you turn and you walk the other way? That's what repentance is. And that's what happened through this fast. Nineveh repented. And it actually made Jonah very mad because he wanted God's wrath on him. See, that's what happens. When you begin to pray for people, sometimes God turns your heart. And actually, that's why God chose Jonah, because he wanted to do a work in Jonah as much as he wanted to do a work in Nineveh. Now, there's something I want you to see in this passage, and we're going to read this together because I think it's so powerful. The Bible talks about when Jonah came, the people started to repent. Listen to this verse. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and they proclaimed a fast, and they put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them, to the youngest of them. You see, this was a corporate fast for all of the Ninevites, all of the people, from the greatest of them to the least of them. I believe that this corporate fast is a fast for your family. Yes, it's a fast for our church, and we're doing this together as Influence Church in a corporate fast. But I'm going to ask you, if you've not included your fast with your family, maybe you'd think about that right now. Maybe if your children aren't fasting with you, maybe you sit down as a family and you sit down and you explain to your children what a fast is. I know our daughter, Jen, who's the mission pastor here, told us that she sat down with her daughter and she said, Gracie Bell, we are going to fast as a family. And she explained what fasting was, that it was not eating certain foods for a period of time. And during that time, we're going to pray as a family. And she said, Gracie Bell, how about we give up sugar? And she said, Gracie looked and she said, Mom, is there something else we can fast from? Even a young child understood that it was going to be hard to give up certain foods. But there's something about training up our children in righteousness. So I want to encourage you right now, if you've not participated in a corporate fast or a family fast, that you'd sit down with your family and your children and teach them that this might be something they want to give up. So you're going to work through your discussion questions now for the day. And then I want to conclude right now with you our prayer together, our prayer to Adonai, our Master and our Lord. And you can actually find that with me on page 91. Let's close in our prayer today. Dear Adonai, you alone are Lord, not my family, nor my job, nor my possessions. I submit to you today, and I ask that you retake the throne of my life. Teach me to yield all my ways to you on every day basis. Teach me to yield all of my ways to you on an everyday basis. Thank you for loving me and leading me in your paths of righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me ask you today, make Adonai your Lord. Your Lord of Lords. Every Lord in your life, every master in your life, every desire in your life, begin to pray and submit to Adonai. Can you count the stars? Oh, God's got so many blessings to pour out on you. Don't prohibit the blessings of the Lord in your life. I'm going to be praying for you over the next 24 hours. Stay strong in your fast. Remember your lemon water. You can remember your honey water. Whatever it is that you need to curb your appetite, but press into the Spirit of God. And I'll see you again in the morning, 24 hours from now. Have a great day. God bless.